Mike Pence comforts victims of Nebraska flooding disaster. By Michelle Moons on March 20, 2019. Vice President Mike Pence traveled on behalf of President Trump to flooding disaster areas in Nebraska on Tuesday. Pence received a briefing from the air on the impact of the massive flooding in the Midwest. "President Trump asked me to be here in Nebraska and here in the region today with a very simple message," Pence said upon arriving in Omaha. "To all the families that have seen their homes flooded, seen livestock lost, who have had their lives, their communities, upset by these extraordinary floods and severe weather, our message is this: we are with you. We mourn for the families of those who lost their lives," Pence said from the ground in Nebraska. "We are truly grateful for the extraordinary response by public safety officials, first responders, the National Guard." The Vice President's press secretary, Alyssa Farah, shared a view of the flooding from the air. "Pence, Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts, and Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds took in the full picture of destructive flooding from a helicopter. We're truly grateful for the volunteer efforts that are underway. Church organizations, charitable organizations," Pence said, adding, "people, many of whom have lost their own homes, who are volunteering in shelters to help neighbors that have been affected by these floods. So that's why they call this the Heartland, and it's in high relief in the charitable works of volunteers." Pence said he would be visiting a shelter later in the day. The vice president brought a message that the hearts of the American people are with flooding victims in the Midwest. "We're very grateful for the administration, to all their cooperation," Governor Ricketts said. "The FEMA folks have been fantastic, as far as helping us get our letter in, with regard to requesting a federal disaster. The coordination and the outreach has been second to none," Governor Reynolds said with appreciation for the reaction from the Trump administration. "We've heard from almost the entire cabinet that have reached out to us to say, we stand ready to help. Let us know what you need." Reynolds added thanks for the emergency responders and volunteers. Senator Ben Sasse, R&D, offered gratitude and praise for the president and vice president. "Thank you for your leadership, and thank you to the president for sending you out here. You've both been great." Senator Joni Ernst, R&D, said, "It is good to know that we have the leadership standing with us, the president and the vice president, and working on these declarations for Iowa and Nebraska. In hard times, American communities come together," Farah wrote in one post. "Today at VP met Omaha's Brad Brown and his airboat co-pilot Jake Rohr, who have been helping rescue victims of Nebraska's terrible flooding and deliver much-needed food." Pence praised first responders and volunteers for helping victims of the flooding and delivering much-needed supplies. The vice president visited flooding victims in the Elkhorn Middle School relief shelter, where he reassured victims and thanked military and volunteers. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders announced Monday that Pence would travel to Nebraska at the request of the president and that Gov. Ricketts and Gov. Reynolds would join him. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter @MichelleDiana and Facebook.